pretty good.
It's not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news.
Pretty good. And a Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Because as it turns out, well, the world done gall darn done it again.
Let's start right out.
It just keeps doing stuff. Hey, Hanksters, as we broadcast and stream live on Hank Facebook page. Make it visual, what you already are enjoying as an audio. I started this music too early. We do have the latest on the twin tornadoes on the way. Also, the latest from the shooting from Saturday night's White House Correspondents' Dinner all throughout the show this morning. But elsewhere, at the White House, Melania, 56 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, kind of a wild weekend for them too. And, of course, people are coming over. And it starts today. King Charles and Camilla are visiting from jolly old England.
Do we really have to start this business when we have company coming?
I think it's kind of funny that they are visiting on our 250th birthday.
America.
From, taking them down.
Happy birthday!
I think they're still sore. A couple months.
No, they arrived today. In fact, they may already be, and they're going to be in town all the way until Thursday. So this is an extended visit.
Wow.
Today it starts with tea and a White House tour.
As you do.
And they'll, welcome Trump and Melania there at the South Portico, and they'll make a big... They'll have a brief farewell tonight as the royals depart the White House grounds, it says on the schedule. Darn right, it says when they're going to leave.
Yeah,
we're not going to leave that to chance.
Britney Spears bonding with her sons after years of estrangement and spoiling them accordingly. Word is, they've been very supportive as mom, she's in rehab. And, they say this could be her only lifeline to really getting better and making some serious changes. Now at home, Jaden and Sean Preston are being treated to jewelry, fast cars, designer clothes, and so much more. Friends reportedly worry that she'll blow through whatever money she has left on her baby boys. But to be perfectly frank, this is probably a bargain compared to whatever she was paying Kevin Federline in child support. Backup dancers' ex-husbands do not come cheap.
You don't think K-Fed's doing okay for himself?
I'm sure he should maybe. Be after all the money.
You might need to call the number on the bottom.
No, do not. Not send.
Yeah. That's only a matter of time. Well, evidently, Lubbock was pretty popular over the weekend. Per the George Strait official public relations staff, the dual shows there at Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock, final attendance for both, 133,065 people. For George Strait,
that's
two shows.
Lot of friends.
Yeah, and along for... shout out to... What? No, we don't need to do that for anybody. Maybe after the ticket prices.
Don't send George any money either.
People came in from like Canada and stuff like that all over the place. But shout out to Hudson Westbrook, kid from the Ville. Opened up the show, rave reviews. Miranda rocked it out there.
My best friend.
King George Strait. And it's the age of stadium shows as we are once again into that. And Willie's big Baylor concert coming up, that is officially over the weekend sold out. So big shows.
That's it.
Except that's at the ballpark that Chip and Joanna built. Next story.
So despite a rating of just 25 on Rotten Tomatoes and a lot of family conflict, Americans still have the Michael Jackson fever. The biopic making $97 million stateside, another $120 overseas. And here's a little snip about what went down.
I knew you were different the moment you were born. You let your light shine into the world. You are the greatest of all time.
That's right. Jesus, yeah.
I'm using my swivel chair on the Hank Facebook Live.
Yeah, you look just like him in that.
Thank you.
Yes. So the question remains, will there be a sequel? Apparently there are some hints because the movie ends with his story continues, which is dun, dun, dun. History. The name of one of his albums. They call that an Easter egg in the Taylor Swift world. But this is Michael Jackson. They're not the same.
Yet they will still completely ignore the entire other main thing going on.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, that's doing well. Cowboys did well over the weekend. NFL draft wrapped up on Saturday. So, yeah, number one pick was, by all accounts, maybe the best player in the draft. Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State. But elsewhere, a lot of defensive players, good grades for your Dallas Cowboys on the drafting. Also saw number one pick, knew he was a really good kid, Fernando Mendoza, quarterback. Ended up going to Las Vegas, the Raiders. And he already, so he's going to make around $10 million in his first season. He's already donated $500,000 to the National MS Society.
Oh.
Yeah, I just did that right out of the bat. So, good kid. About to be ruined in Las Vegas by the Raiders.
Dear. Yeah.
So, enjoy it while you can.
And weren't five out of our seven picks for defense?
That is sports.
Cinco.
Thank you.
They guard the end posts. That's how that works.
That's not maybe what we had going on.
The season of musical festivals has arrived, and last weekend, all eyes were on Stagecoach, which was the place to be. The winds kicking up not just here in the Westerplex, but in the high desert as well, where some of the biggest stars in country music came to play. Lainey Wilson, well, she told fans she hoped they drank some tequila in the car during a little break. Cody Johnson, he brought out Boys to Men. Again, big country stars. How about Billy Ray Cyrus? He joined his daughter Noah Cyrus on stage. And the man who really means country, Tom Hanks, was bebopping along to see his son Chet perform. I don't think Hank would have done it. But you do, you stage.
I was reading an article about what's Sydney Sweeney also being a part of.
Yeah, the girl's
stage
gone wild.
Bash.
Yeah.
It was it was an article.
Really?
I was reading it. And words.
Single.
Thank you.
Okay, no.
And then finally, and not necessarily the news, the CEO of Best Buy is stepping down, unfortunately, for the company. Amazingly, they found the same job for a much better deal at Amazon, so they just went that way.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank
Evans.
Single.